This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, Tallman, T-A-L-L, M like Mary, A, N like November, date of birth 3/16 of 1957. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit from Mr. Tallman with a diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. His last visit was November 14th of 2023. His weight is up 7 pounds since his last visit. He reports that he had injured and bumped against a piece of furniture and injured his left anterior shin about a week ago. It's still quite painful, minimally bruised, without redness, and the left lower leg is always more swollen than the right after veins were removed from that leg. He denies any chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. No orthopnea or PND. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He has chronic edema of the lower extremities. The left is always more than the right, and that's stable. Medications, I want to highlight bisoprolol, 5 milligram twice a day, and he's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. I also want to highlight Losartan, 25 milligram at bedtime. He's on glipizide, atorvastatin, Lantus insulin, also regular insulin before meals. He uses Benadryl, melatonin, Unisom as needed, Tylenol, and a multivitamin. Physical exam, weight 310 pounds. Pulse is 98. Blood pressure is 132 over 80. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. The heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. The left lower extremity does have a small light purple contusion, slightly lateral from the tibia and below, of course, between the knee and the ankle area. It is tender to palpation. There's no redness or warmth, no calf tenderness, no negative Holman sign. Left lower extremity is 2+ edema, right lower extremity 1+. And patient states this is unchanged. In labs, most recent lab studies were done May 17th of 2024. Creatinine was improved at 1.17 with estimated GFR greater than 60. His albumin 4.1, calcium is 9, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.5. Hemoglobin 14.6 with normal white count, normal platelets. Intact parathyroid hormone is mildly elevated at 73.5. Assessment and plan. 1, diabetic nephropathy with improved creatinine levels. We will continue to monitor those labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension currently at goal. 3, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. 4, left anterior shin contusion 1 week ago. I advised the patient to go to the emergency room if the left lower leg gets more painful, becomes red, or it is increasingly swollen and painful. And the patient verbalized understanding and agreement. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.